Wisconsin's new drunk driving law aims mostly at repeat drunk drivers. It makes a fourth offense a felony if it occurs within 5 years of a previous offense. Repeat offenders also have to get breathalyzers installed in their cars. But Nina Emerson, who heads the Resource Center on Impaired Driving at the UW Law School, says it's disingenuous for the legislature to say that repeat offenders are the problem.
The problem is drunk driving. That's the problem. And we know that the majority of people who are convicted of homicide by intoxicated use have no prior convictions.
Emerson says it would have made a much bigger impact if the legislature had ended Wisconsin's ban on roadside sobriety checkpoints, or raised the beer tax, or penalized people who repeatedly drive a boat or snowmobile drunk.
People get killed on them all the time, every year, every single year, and they die because they're snowmobiling from bar to bar.
Emerson says it's also noteworthy that it's still legal in Wisconsin for kids of any age to get served at a bar as long as the child's parent or guardian is okay with it. Emerson says she thinks it's a parent's business to do whatever they want with alcohol in their own home.
But it's a totally different thing when, as a state, you are sanctioning the service of alcohol, the provision of alcohol to a kid.
A plan that would have changed that got some attention this session, but ultimately died in the legislature. Emerson says what worries her about all these ideas is that lawmakers won't even consider them next session, since they'll be content that they've already tackled the issue of drunk driving. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.